This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With crime in America skyrocketing, President Biden broke from the Democrats' stance of defunding the police to now wanting to fund the police in the State of the Union address Tuesday night. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa tells Americans the party in power is to blame for our current afflictions.
The president and Democrats in Congress have spent the last year either ignoring the issues facing Americans or making them worse. They were warned that spending trillions would lead to soaring inflation. They were told that their anti-energy policies would send gas prices to new heights. But they plowed ahead anyway.
In the 2022 Texas primary election, Governor Greg Abbott declared his victory in the primary.
I'm running for re-election to bolster a parental bill of rights that will restore parents as the primary decision maker for their child's education.
Yeah. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden goes after Russia in his State of the Union address Tuesday night.
President Biden is using his first State of the Union address to slam Russia's attack on Ukraine as war rages on Europe's borders.
Putin's latest attack on Ukraine was premeditated and totally unprovoked. He rejected repeated efforts at diplomacy. He thought the West and NATO wouldn't respond. He thought he could divide us at home, in this chamber, in this nation. He thought he could divide us in Europe as well. But Putin was wrong. We are ready. We are united, and that's what we did. We stayed united.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine entered its seventh day Wednesday as Russian military forces escalated attacks on civilian areas of Ukraine's largest cities. Hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians have fled the country of 44 million. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
As the United States has seen crisis after crisis since President Biden took office, GOP leadership reminds the American people the reason for the many problems inflicting our nation, they were self-induced by Biden's actions.
The disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal did more than cost American lives. It betrayed our allies and emboldened our enemies. North Korea is testing missiles again at an alarming rate. The Speaker of the House recently warned our Olympic athletes not to speak out against China. And now Russia has launched an unprovoked, full-scale military invasion of Ukraine, an attack on democracy, freedom, and the rule of law. Now all Americans must stand united in solidarity with the brave people of Ukraine as they courageously defend their country against Putin's tyranny, as they fight for their freedom. But we shouldn't ignore what happened in the run-up to Putin's invasion. Waiving sanctions on Russian pipelines while eliminating oil production here at home. Focusing on political correctness rather than military readiness. Reacting to world events instead of driving them. Weakness on the world stage has a cost. And the president's approach to foreign policy has consistently been too little, too late.
Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Craig Huey with us, the author, political commentator, and speaker for the Election Forum and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, The Huey Report. Hey, Mr. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Glad to have you on. My big takeaway from last night's State of the Union is, again, we're reminded that elections have consequences. This has been your heart. You've served the community, served the state of California, and now around the nation with the Huey Report to remind everybody of our civil responsibilities and that we get the elected officials that we deserve one way or another, either through acquiescence and passivity or that we're actively involved in the selection of said elected officials. And we are where we are right now because of, I would say, a casualness about the importance of the electoral process.
Oh, Bill, you're so right. Too many people are either not voting or not voting for their values. They're not voting for the candidates that can make the right type of changes that are necessary. What we are seeing today and what we're experiencing is a brokenness coming out of Washington, D.C., coming out of state governments, coming out of local governments. And sadly, you know, if you take a look at what the president did just last night in the State of the Union, what you have is an ideologically driven Washington government policy. The talk was deceitful. It was delusional. It really lacked truth and reality. And that's the problem. We're dealing with an age where because of the media and because of communication, people can say something that's a little bit true or something that has a sense of reality to it, yet it's delusional. And when the president talks about he's going to solve the inflation problem, he's the cause of the inflation problem.
Yeah. See, ideologically fixed people don't see that, Craig, to your point. See, this is, and you called it, you nailed it right on the head, and this is where people need to be discerning. If somebody's ideologically fixed, they are like Barack Obama. Barack Obama was locked into the coffee rooms on college campuses in the faculty lounge. That's where all his theories came from, and out there, he didn't talk to anybody else to say, hey, will this work? Will this not work? And Joe Biden, by connection, And clearly, what this is coming down to is Barack Obama's third presidential term with his people around him. And he admits that he does talk with Barack Obama on a daily basis. Well, the habits of Barack Obama are on full display. The idea of leading from behind. You know, we see this time and time again. And he abandons common sense and empirical data for the sake of the theoretical. And who's paying for it?
And everybody listening is paying for it. America is paying for it. Here's what it is. And you really nailed it as Obama, because within the inner circle of President Biden are all the old Obama bureaucrats who were driving government policy, plus a whole new group of Bernie Sanders-type progressive socialists, secularists, who now are in government positions, and they're basically driving the policy, and they're driving the narrative. And so it's off base.
Exactly. Well, Craig,
ideology, not reality.
And some of these people you're talking about are the very same people that really rewind, 20 years and look back in the genesis of what happened and how we got here today with Russia and Ukraine. These are the same guys. These are the same nincompoops that set this up.
Yes.
And so, like, you know, and they think, like, we're not going to figure this out. But wait a minute, you guys are the guys that mess it up, and now here we are, you know, dealing with this, and then you act like you know it all, and you got it all figured out? Mike, please give me a break. You see, and I want to go back to what you said earlier about our government being broken. It would be one thing if it's broken. Worse than that, it's corrupt. And we're seeing this clearly. Peter Schweitzer's book, Red Handed, spells it again out very clearly.
Yep.
And what people need to understand, and you and I talked about this before, the sad thing about the paradigm of the Beltway is you can go in and tell your constituency first time around, hey, here's the ideals, how I'm going to fight for you, I'm going to do all this, and then first day into the hornet's nest, they find out how it works. And what they tell you, they say, look, I know you told your constituency all that, but let me break it down for you. It's about survival. After you figure out where the bathroom is on your first day, the next thing that you need to do at the top of your list is figure out how you're going to get reelected. It's about getting reelected. It's not about serving the people. And so if that is the objective and that is the driving force, well, then you're set up. Now you got to listen to Nancy Pelosi because she knows she's got the strings. You've got to make sure that you're listening and kowtowing to the leadership of the Republican Party, because they got the money. They got all the PAC money that they can put your way and get you reelected, or they can primary you out. So meanwhile, the Chinese figured this out already. And this is why, as Peter wrote about in his book called Elite Capture, this is throughout the world. It's not just the United States. I mean, we see what's happening up in Canada. Justin Trudeau has been captured. He's an elite capture of the Chinese.
Captured.
So here we are, you know, and you wonder what's going on with our government, and you hear Joe Biden and you go, it's this non sequitur. You know, his lips are moving. He's saying things. I mean, I was saying to a couple of people, it's almost like Joe Biden somehow had a listening device, or maybe he just watched CPAC all weekend long. Because It was like, you know, but the problem is with Joe Biden, there's no substance. When you have built your life on bumper sticker, you know, slogans, and you've had other people, you know, your staff doing the work for you and reading and researching everything like that, this is what you got. You get an, you know, with all due respect, and Craig, I'll tell you, it breaks my heart to have to see that, and I'm saying, God, why are you allowing me to see this? And I guess, you know, I just have to speak it out and call it for what it is. I mean, because here he is, he's a fellow human being. I don't think that he, you know, decided, hey, I'm going to be president, go be the worst president ever. But, you know, you can only know him by the fruit that he's producing here. And his fruit, it's not good.
No. And circling back, let's just take China. His socialist, progressive, bureaucrats, ideologically bureaucrats, wrote that speech of the State of the Union. And, you know, what basically is triggered in America today is his disastrous, humiliating withdrawal and disaster of an Afghanistan policy showed Putin and Russia they could take aggressive action without punishment, no fear. Same thing with China, about ready to attack
Taiwan.
Taiwan, the Republic of China, free country. It's about ready to attack it.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Craig Huey after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Craig Huey is with us.
Yes, the founder proprietor of the Huey Report, one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America. Craig, right before we went to break, you know, we were talking about, you know, the consequences of elections. And I was saying this to somebody earlier with the midterms coming up. The American people deserve a credible electoral process. If anything close to what happened in 2020 happens in the midterms, I think the American people are going to check out.
Will check out. And my biggest fear is you've got listeners right now, and there's people across America right now who understand there is voter fraud. Mm-hmm. And we're so disgusted from the last election of the irregularity that took place in the key states and actually everywhere in the U.S. And they say, my vote doesn't count. My vote doesn't matter. It's a corrupt system, so I'm not going to vote. Well, when enough people do that, then we will lose time and time again on the local level, state level, and national level. The fact is, Bill, there is corruption, but many of the states where that took place, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, many of these states, they have initiated tougher voter laws, stricter laws on verifying ID. And so that was across the board throughout the United States. At least 40 different states have initiated really stronger, maybe not perfect, but stronger laws for voting integrity.
Do they have the courage to follow up and be able to defend themselves against the Mark Eliases and the band of Democratic attorneys that are going to come in and try and do what they did in 2020 and get them to change the rules at the last minute, right?
Yes. The Democrats have already sued these states, tried to put the laws on hold. Luckily, and this again goes back to why it's so important to vote, people will be voting for judges. Some of these judges are supported by Democrats. You know, secretaries of state. You know, George Soros put billions of dollars into the election, millions of dollars into the Secretary of State races.
Right.
And so all these races that usually are off people's radar, they have to be races that people go out and vote their values. Never before is it more important for somebody to say, I've had it with this corruption. I'm going to turn this around, and I'm going to be part of the answer. I'm not going to be part of the problem. I'm going to do what's right in the sight of God. I'm not going to do based upon my emotional disgust of what's going on. Instead, I'm going to be a change maker, and I'm going to get others out there to vote, and I'm going to be part of the system where I'm going to actually volunteer for the right candidate. I'm going to look at the polls on election day and make sure the vote is counted properly. There's so many things people can do in this year to make this election right. And the proof of that is what happened in Virginia and what happened in New Jersey, where people stood up. They were at the polls. They wouldn't allow voter irregularities to go on. And what happened? A complete sweep in the state of Virginia against the corrupt Social Democrats. And what happened in New Jersey? Great things happened. People lost. Democrats who thought they had a sure thing, they lost. The governor, powerful governor of the state of New Jersey, almost came in a distance in a definitely Democratic state. And that's because they made sure that the vote was honest. We can do that in every single state. Even the corruptest of states, like California, that has ballot harvesting, there's people begging people to sign up for poll watching, to sign up for walking precincts, making phone calls, doing texting. And here's the reality, Bill. The progressive left, the socialists, are training people how to do all that. And the conservatives and Christians and libertarians are sitting back complaining the system's rigged.
Right.
We've got to be able to get a sense of urgency to make sure this coming election is honest. And not only honest, we help good candidates win. because I can tell you from firsthand experience, it doesn't take many votes to win or lose. I can tell you from firsthand experience, great candidates have lost by 10 votes, 100 votes, 1,000 votes, the size of a mega church. People have lost an election. I ran for an office once, mm-hmm. and I lost by the size of one church vote.
Wow!
And,
wow.
And
which is ironic for all the years that you spent in churches trying to educate them on how important their vote is, right? So then it comes down to this. You go, oh, you know, so you go, okay, God, you got a sense of humor. You're funny.
Yeah. I sat in a church during that election, and the pastor basically said, you know what? It doesn't matter if you vote or don't vote. He destroyed people going to the poll in that church. And in this last election, I listened to 8 services on election day, mm-hmm. 8 services. And seven of them ignored the election, didn't even say it was election day. One of the pastors said basically the same thing, mm-hmm. that, you know, I hear it's election day. It really doesn't matter, you know, who wins or who doesn't win.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to study the Bible.
Wow.
Yeah.
You say that, and now with the faith and churches being under persecution by bureaucracy and what they're, you know, presenting and trying to do, well, keep reading your Bible for as long as you can until the government comes in and shuts you down, right? And suddenly they're charging your pastor with hate speech.
Yes. Where America is within 1 year, with the assault, basically a war on Christianity by the Department of Justice, a war on Christianity by the ideologically driven bureaucrats running the Biden administration, we are seeing an assault like never before. We're mm-hmm. seeing promotion of abortion like never before. We saw a complete abandonment of our efforts internationally to protect the persecuted church. Right. We basically now are in a downhill slide against people of faith by those who hate Christianity, hate right. Christians, mock Christianity, and that's who got elected. And those who didn't vote, or those who voted for Biden and the socialists, and this is what we're getting because of that.
Well, the deal is, and unfortunately, here you've got Joe Biden, who is allegedly a practicing Catholic, and it's against the tenets of the Catholic Church, abortion. And one minute he's talking about uniting and, you know, and life and that sort of thing. And then the next thing out of his mouth is, I got to throw in, you know, a sentence or two there for Planned Parenthood and talk about the importance of, you know, of Roe v. Wade. And I mean, this thing was such a, you talk about a word salad that was, you know, at a buffet that didn't make sense. I mean, this was the State of the Union. I mean, it kept pinging from one thing to another. And, you know, I thought, wow, you know, there it is. Okay. So, you know, this is what Joe Biden does. He checks the boxes, you know, just like he did with his nominee for Supreme Court, right?
Yeah. It's such a heartbreak because, yeah, he is going to put a pro-abortionist on the Supreme Court. And in the State of the Union address, if you notice, he took at least a minute and a half talking about abortion, promoting abortion, attacking right. the states and laws that are trying to restrict abortion before the U.S. Supreme Court that was sitting right before him,
right.
looking at the Supreme Court, telling them they've got to basically promote abortion while they're deciding the future of abortion in America that we're going to know in the next couple of months. They're making a decision that was such a wrong thing. No president ever addresses the Supreme Court
yeah.
to tell them what to do, but he did.
Did you notice he shook the hands of the Democratic appointed Supreme Court justices, but he skipped over a conservative? Just saying. Craig Huey, thank you, buddy.
Your mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With crime in America skyrocketing, President Biden broke from the Democrat stance of defunding the police to now wanting to fund the police in the State of the Union address Tuesday night. GOP Governor Kim Reynolds from Iowa tells Americans the party in power is to blame for our current inflictions.
The president and Democrats in Congress have spent the last year either ignoring the issues facing Americans or making them worse. They were warned that spending trillions would lead to soaring inflation. They were told that their anti-energy policies would send gas prices to new heights. But they plowed ahead anyway.
In the 2022 Texas primary election, Governor Greg Abbott declared his victory in the primary.
I'm running for re-election to bolster a parental bill of rights that will restore parents as the primary decision maker for their child's education.
USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Good America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. I want to talk to you about the Continental. It's a new quarterly literary review that features the best writings of Central Europe and North America for a U.S. market. Now, the writings often explore interesting and unique topics, such as the case with our next guest, who is Lance Henson, poet, author, Native rights activist and educator. He's famous for his poetry, which is known for its powerful imagery, brevity, and universal appeal. Lance, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Greetings from Italy.
Well, all the way from Italy. Well, good. Hope all is well and that you're safe there. Let's talk about the aim of the Continental Literary Magazine. Explain to our audience, just to give us a little bit more background about this magazine.
Okay, the Continental Literary Magazine is a new initiative focused on literature of Central Europe, as you mentioned, hoping to create a platform for Hungarian and Central European writers to be read in the English language. I'm pleased to be a part of this adventure, and hopefully it stays on its feet, given the necessity for the literature of Central Europe to be recognized, especially in places like North America.
Right.
So I'm pleased to be a part of this journey.
Yeah, in this new magazine, you published an article in the Continental. It speaks about Hungarian cult playing Indians. This is interesting and intriguing. Explain this. I mean, so somebody doesn't think that they just walked into kind of a barroom joke setup or something.
Well, in a nutshell, I was flown from Bologna to Budapest and then met several members of these different organizations that play Indian. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned many times, their reasoning was to escape Nazism.
Mm.
So they looked to the plain Indian out of respect to emulate and to play Indian. And that's how I met them and wrote an article about them.
How are they identifying with the Indians?
Well, Hungarian people were a horse culture.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to their being Christianized or whatever. And so all of us have indigenous roots. And so my challenge to them was for them to find their indigenous roots. But the world over has a deep respect for Native Americans and our struggle and the struggle we put up to attempt to save our land. So that's where their playing Indian reality comes from.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a spiritual aspect of Native Americans as well that translates, doesn't it?
Well, actually, no. I didn't know. What I witnessed was not what I, as an indigenous person from America, as a Cheyenne person, I didn't witness any really deep. I didn't witness anything I could respect as a deep cultural message. They play India, and that's the way I accepted them.
I see. Okay. Well, you're a poet and also a writer. Can you help our
yes.
listeners understand the difference between approaching the writing of a poem as opposed to a book or an article?
Well, I'm a storyteller. Most of the indigenous poets in America are, and the poems come out of those stories. So as a storyteller, and right now I'm writing stories for my archives at Oklahoma University, and so for me it's just I wear the same hat, a poet, storyteller, essayist. It's all the same thing to me. I just I enjoy writing the longer essay mm-hmm. story, and so that's what I did for the Continental Literary Magazine.
Mm-hmm. So, Lance, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's like poetry comes out of your larger narrative. Is that fair?
That narrative is also attached to dreaming and the subconscious. I'm a great follower of Carl Jung and Mircea Eliade, the people who studied a soul's journey as we journey through the physical life. So my work is a lot of it's hermetic, and I really appreciate the dreaming parts of my life.
Yeah, I can imagine. Why do you think we need a new review like the Continental at this time?
Say again?
I say, why do you think we need a new review like the Continental at this time?
I think Central Europe, the writers in Central Europe need a venue, and this is the perfect time, given what's happening in Europe, and in Central Europe, there are amazing stories occurring now in this land. Mm-hmm. And I'm very pleased that this journal has established itself, and I hope it stays on its feet. You know, there I read Counterpunch and The Intercept there in America, and I like and hope this journal will be a journal like that, mm-hmm. regarding essays and telling the truth.
Yeah, I can tell you the last time I was in Budapest, it was as the curtain was coming down, and the Cold War was coming to an end, and you could see kind of the early growth symbols, and this is a manifestation of that further growth. That now people can express themselves, where they've been held back for how many years as an oppressed people, where ideas cannot flourish. Now the Continental is giving them that platform, that kind of a canvas, if I might put it in artistic terms, in which they can paint their ideas on, right?
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I know that many journalists who go against the grain have difficulty finding a place, and I am more than positive that part of the dream and goal of the Continental Literary Magazine is to give those voices, to be able to, for those journalists to vent their stories.
We only have about a minute left. Yeah, well, good. Well, Lance, so we only got about a minute left here. Interesting, you say you're now in Italy. So, what brought you there? And then if you can also remind everybody how they can get their hands on the Continental, and if there's a website that you can share, okay? Go ahead.
Right. www.continentalmagazine.com. The book is the magazine. First edition of the magazine is available at 611 Border Barnes and Noble Bookshop, plus Books a Million stores across America. I came to Europe following a book that was published in Italy, and then Germany, and then France, and then Poland. I smuggled books across the Berlin Wall during the...
Oh, wow.
Before the wall came down, and I've been involved in a lot of things here in Europe, and this magazine is a great adventure for me.
Well, and you don't have to smuggle it, thank God, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. Go buy it at Barnes & Noble.
Well, Lance Henson has been with us, who now lives in Italy. He grew up in Oklahoma, where his grandparents raised him in the traditions of the Cheyenne tribe. Lance, congratulations. Look forward to reading your article in the Continental Literary Magazine. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith's home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got six houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. We've got Rachel Alexander, the former Assistant General, Assistant Attorney General for the state of Arizona, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post, Newsmax, Arizona Sun-Times, just because she's got a lot of free time. And she can do all these jobs. And she knows how to multitask. Really. I mean, it's amazing. Hey, Rachel, how you doing?
You know we're all in that crazy busy boat. That's funny.
Well, exactly. Well, it takes one to know one, right? So that's that's what it's all about. Speaking of which, before we talk about tariffs and a great article, great column, by the way, on tariffs. And it's kind of a primer for people to understand what tariffs are all about. And, you know, because we've got what's happening all around us. I mean, it's not just exclusive to the United States. We see it currently with Ukraine and Russia. And that is the false narratives that are spewed out there. When we were growing up, it was called propaganda. And today it's just, you know, have at it. It is the Wild West of the media world and news media, and the challenge that discerning people must have is they must remain vigilant in their discernment of the news that they're exposed to. And they've got to be able to tell the difference between a truth and a lie. You know, like the president last night, right off the bat, he wants to lie about the economy. And the Washington Post wasted no time in giving him three Pinocchios. I mean, right off the bat, he's lying. You know, for the State of the Union. So what does that tell you in the words of, you know, Senator, what's his name? Was he from Boston? Blumenthal, who says, you know, if you're false in one thing, you're false in all things. So right off the bat, he's lying. So that's a good start.
The mainstream media rarely calls the left out on lying. So what they do when the Washington Post does call Biden out, then it must be pretty bad.
Yeah, exactly, because here it is. You know, they gave him cover to give us the president that we have today. Thank you very much. Even though it's interesting, with some of my Democratic friends, I go, well, thanks. Hey, thanks for the president. Oh, I didn't vote for him. I go, okay. You're probably only one of the few Democrats that maybe did not vote for him. But, you know, what can I tell you? But, you know, nonetheless, here we are. What was your biggest takeaway from the State of the Union last night?
I got to admit, I am a little bit distracted by his health. And so my biggest takeaway is this is who we have leading us, that now we've got a war going on. We have somebody who's got obviously advanced Alzheimer's who can barely even, you know, read a teleprompter. That's actually my biggest concern right now.
Yeah, I can tell you right off the bat, I was bothered by, and I kind of anticipated this might happen. It's a little bit of stolen valor. He seemed to want to steal the Ukrainian valor. What Ukraine is doing with their courage, what the leader is doing, Zelensky, it is amazing. And, of course, those were the biggest applause lines. And, you know, he was milking that for all it could go. I mean, the first 15, 20 minutes of the speech was about Ukraine. And, you know, and even more so, I'm thinking, okay, give me a punchline here. Tell me you're going to do something to help these people who are crying out to America. They're crying out to the free world. Hey, we're like you. Save us. What are you going to do for us? Joe Biden's answer, well, we're going to do a couple things. We're going to do some sanctions, and we'll check back in about a month to see how that's working. These people are dying right now. I mean, we don't have months. We don't have weeks. Their lives are being calculated in a matter of seconds, minutes, and hours, not weeks and months.
Well, he doesn't care. He doesn't have a plan. You know, he just has the typical knee-jerk reaction of somebody who was caught off guard, which is, oh, well, we'll just increase the sanctions. Well, you know what? Putin is already finding ways around the sanctions. I mean, that's all we're hearing already. It's not even working. So, No, Biden helped get us into this mess. And so he, of course, because he's the one who helped lead it on and got, you know, Putin more angry than he ever needed to get him. Of course he doesn't have a solution.
Right, exactly. Well, sadly, and meanwhile, people are dying. And I don't know how you go to sleep at night knowing what's going on. I mean, every morning I wake up and I try to hesitate and wait for a minute before I turn the TV just to get an update on what's going on in Ukraine. And, I thank God that, though there's devastation, that there hasn't been total devastation, I keep praying that there will be the hand of God that will come in some manner of expression, kind of like the Six-Day War with Israel when the odds were against them, when it was a David and Goliath kind of combat situation, and it was God clearly that delivered them. And I think that's what it's going to take, because it's not going to be any figure, you know, any political figure, even though, you know, Germany has stepped up a little bit. These are incremental steps. But, you know, again, what shocks me is we have people dying right now. And I get it. People don't want to go to war. And but the thing is you can't think about not going to war when war is at your doorstep. You know, it's a little late. It's like, what did you do, you know, to your earlier point, what did you do beforehand to avoid war? What did you do beforehand to keep Putin under check? He seemed to be under check under Trump. But now, because of the weakness of the Biden administration, that even their own Democratic Party, you know, it's hard for them to admit, but it's obvious because, like you said, of what happened in Afghanistan and what the Biden administration did in, you know, taking away our energy independence and giving, transferring everything over to Russia and China. Thank you very much. It's like, oh, hey, well, let's take full advantage of these guys, right?
Yeah, now they're in a really, really, really awkward position because, right, Biden helped lead us up to getting in this war. So does that mean we get more involved? Do we send our U.S. ground troops, you know, closer to the border of the Ukraine and Russia, which we haven't quite done yet? But Biden's putting in this place where people are actually thinking that maybe we should do that. And nobody wants that. And this would have never happened underneath Trump. They had a cold détente between Putin and Trump. Putin was scared of Trump. He really believed that people thought that Trump was volatile and Trump could do something irrational towards Putin. And, I don't think Trump is that irrational, but it worked. It kept Putin in check.
Well, in a way, Trump was kept in check because of all the resistance of the Democratic Party. We went through, over 3.5 years of this Russian collusion and an impeachment trial. I mean, it was absurd, what they did to this president and what they did to the American people who voted for him. And, so now you get Joe Biden, and there goes energy independence, open up the borders, even more massive corruption and elite capturing, from the communist Chinese and these other leaders, whether it's Putin or the Ayatollah, go, hey, this is our opportunity. That being said, I did want to address your column about tariffs. People sometimes do not understand, what tariffs are all about. And I thought you presented it very clear in your column that tariffs, are they too populist or is there a conservative case for them? Go ahead and break it down.
Thank you. I decided to address this because we kept hearing the Democrats bashing Trump over tariffs that he implemented against China and a few other countries. And the reality is tariffs aren't necessarily something that goes against Republican values. It's a mixed bag. The founding fathers implemented tariffs. There have been presidents all throughout history who have implemented tariffs. So to bash Trump and say that he's going against conservative principles, that is a very superficial analysis that doesn't, take into account the whole picture. And I think that, Democrats themselves are all over the board. If you look at the presidential candidates, in the last election, all the Democrats in 2015, half of them are for tariffs, half of them are against tariffs. So you can't listen to their criticism. It's not valid. They are just bashing Trump because it's just another thing to bash Trump.
Well, it demonstrates just how ignorant they are about business. I mean, because what tariffs do, for the most part, is it levels the playing field. And, China was had been taking advantage of American industry, American people, and our markets unbelievably. I mean, just, a simple thing like even Elon Musk said, why is it that if you manufacture an automobile in the United States and you have to pay 25% tariffs, but yet when you import a car from China, the tariff, the tax is only 2.5%? How is that fair? So the idea of tariffs is to level the playing field. I mean, to me, one of the things that still sticks in my craw was during the time when Solyndra was around, and Obama, gave them a $500 million, right? And he went down there to their factories in California and touted how great it was and everything. And then the next step, right behind this American investment, the people's tax money of $500 million, he lets the Chinese come in and underbid an American-supported business, puts them out of business, and eradicates $500 million worth of investment. Thank you very much. Brought to you by people that don't understand business, they don't know diddly, and they shouldn't do anything about business because they're reckless and uninformed.
Right, and I just don't think it's a free market. You don't have a fair playing field when you have countries like China who are building these products on slave labor or at least awful working conditions. That's how they're able to undercut us. And even these European countries, their governments heavily subsidize their businesses. So it's right. Not a free market, and people have to quit letting the left trick us into saying, oh, you're not free market if you're for tariffs.
Yeah, and let's not even talk about the government regulations. I mean, Biden wants things to be cheaper, but he didn't say anything about regulations being eliminated. Rachel,
like
Alexander, thank you.
You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wall